Common Ground's Alistair Wanklin returned to Kabul 1 year after the U.S.-led war began in Afghanistan. This week, in his second report, Alistair chronicles how life has changed for one Kabul teacher.
Under Taliban clerics' interpretation of Islamic principles, girls over the age of 9 were barred from formal education, and most women were prevented from maintaining a job. Now, all that has changed, at least in the Afghan capital. Alistair Wanklin reports.
It's girl power, Afghan style. Every weekday in the center of Kabul, thousands of schoolgirls block the roads at going home time. Only a year ago, these girls were all but confined to their homes. Now, dressed in tidy black uniforms with a white headscarf, Afghanistan's daughters are back. Most schools can barely cope with the numbers. Sitting on chairs in the dusty earthen yard at the Mariam Secondary School here in Kabul are some of the 8,000 girls who've signed up for lessons here. The school has only a couple of classrooms, so the pupils come here in three shifts every day and in hot weather take their lessons, in classes of 60 or so, outdoors gathered beneath the trees. One of the teachers here is Zarmina, who teaches English.
My name is Zarmina. I was a teacher before the Taliban also in this school. When the Taliban came to our country, the education became freeze in our country, especially for the girls. And we are at home. We were at home and our students also be at home. And we study at home in secret, because the Taliban doesn't allow us to study in school and to work in the office.
The Taliban prevented women from doing almost anything outside the home. Even walking in the street was not possible unless chaperoned by a close male relative. Now women can walk freely and in principle choose how they wish to dress, whether or not to cover their faces with a veil. But still, on the streets of Kabul and elsewhere in Afghanistan, those who don't wear the veil are the exception. Zarmina says she, for one, has thrown it off.
I haven't any veil. I'm the street that you look me now.
And you are happy with that?
Yes, why not? All the people are happy because of this reason.
But still, many women, they still wear the burqa.
Their family don't allow them.
The family don't?
Yes.
How do you mean?
Because of the condition. I think the condition is maybe good day by day.
It may no longer be legally binding to wear a burqa, but still the majority of women in Kabul and elsewhere in Afghanistan choose to keep it. Some women say their families pressure them to continue wearing the burqa in public. Women say, too, that if they dress without it, when walking in the street, strangers may mutter threats as they pass. It's in the capital's wealthier district, and in businesses and universities, that women seem to feel freer. It's here that many of the wealthier émigrés have returned to from Europe, or even just the refugee camps in Pakistan, accustomed to living in more liberal societies than Kabul itself. Back at the schoolyard in the Mariam High School, Zarmina says she tries to encourage pupils now to take their futures more into their own hands.
Because of starting their lesson, I feel too happy, and my peoples and in our country also became happy because of this reason. Because during the Taliban, the life was too difficult, and now the life is easy, and it became easy day by day. And now we haven't any problem. We have some problem in the material about something like books, and then because notebooks and chair for our school and something else. And we have a lot of economic problems about our salary. My salary is maybe $20 in a month or for a month. Our salary doesn't enough for us, but because of the future of our children, we worked, and because of the future of our country, we work with this salary.
The current Afghan government took over a state that had next to no national currency reserves, so teachers' salaries may be expected to remain low for the time being. But in Kabul, at least, many schools are receiving help from foreign donors, the United States and private charities and NGOs. Pupils here at the Mariam High School are currently still sitting on chairs beneath trees in the courtyard, but new classrooms are being built and refurbished. At this school, it's USAID and the International Organization for Migration that are doing much of the work. Zarmina says without foreign assistance, this school and thousands like it cannot run at their full potential.
If they don't help us, we can't alone with our, without the helping of the other peoples and the other countries. Afghan people, I think, don't develop.
For Common Ground, I'm Alastair Wanklin in Kabul.